You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the on-air button is on, and that means you must be able to hear me on the radio. I know the folks on Facebook have been listening and enjoying the behind-the-scenes look as well. Hey, if you want to see what's going on, you want to see my funny shirt, check us out on the Freed on Business, or is it Jim Freed Facebook page? I don't know. Go on Facebook, look for Jim Freed. You'll see my shirt. You'll know you're on. We're here with Michael Cooper. He is the man, the myth. He's the legend. He's going to give me a performance, a human performance mentorship session here on the show. We're going to talk about... I don't know what, really, but before we get started, I just want to give, we're talking about the Marlins, it's Cliff Floyd bobblehead night. My Cliff Floyd memory, I remember, I think it was his first time up as a Marlin. He came up, he hit the ball, it was a shot, a late inning pinch hit shot, right down the right field line. I said, holy cow, no one hits it out of the Pro Player Stadium like that, and I think it might have even been raining. The guy was a stud, so high five to the Marlins for honoring Cliff Floyd, one of the true, real, original, homegrown Marlin stars that we had here on the team. Now, Wanda's fidgeting around with Facebook, and while she does that, we're going to bring on Michael Cooper. Michael, for the Facebook folks, fist bump. All right. Now, Michael, first, I also want to say high five to the folks. We've got a couple people that have texted us in that they're listening into the hospitals. We've got people in the ICU at Mount Sinai. High five to the folks in the ICU at Mount Sinai Hospital. Also to the folks in the regular unit up at Aventura. Michael, that's it. It's all about you now, my man. So we've been hanging out all afternoon. We had a great run around town. We had a great Cuban lunch at our favorite place that Brewster Kell turned us on to. And now it's going to be all about you. And tell me. Well, just get started. What's the first thing you want to ask me?
Well, it's about what Bruce said last time we were together. It's about them, remember?
Okay.
It's about the other person.
Well, that's right. Well, everybody listening, we're gonna come in. We're going to talk about a bunch of topics, and Michael's going to use me as a kind of a foil to give a bunch of great tips about how to really excel in life, take it to the top of whatever your ceiling is, and then exceed it. Right, Mike?
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. That's what I'm all about, exceeding my ceiling.
Well, it's going after finding the people. You know, you have all these people that are good out there in the world, right?
Yeah.
The real estate people that are good, the sales people that are good, the car salesmen that are good, everyone, there's lots of good in those circles, and then we're looking for the best of the good and going at the best of the best. So what I want to do is find guys like you who want to go beyond the best, but it's about giving them the psychological tune-up, right? The mindset in order to take it to that next
level. Well, one of the things that I found is that as you get higher and higher up the elevator or up the ladder, if you will, your biggest enemy becomes your own mind.
Absolutely.
And so what I've tried to do is to harness my mind and allow me to break through all of the boundaries that I've been subjected to artificially and personally over time. And in fact, after the last show, you and I got, in fact, the way that this all transpired, I was on the way back from a show.
Yeah.
You gave me a call. Why don't we talk a little bit about what you said?
That was an awesome call.
Well, tell us about it.
Well,
tell us what
just,
happened.
I wanted to reach out, you know, obviously just say hello.
Sure.
Not knowing what was going to happen on that call.
No. This was an absolute.
Yeah, it was just, you know, let's
friends.
Just,
it was friends.
Friends. Just wanted to reach out. And it turns out you were going through a situation, a challenge, right?
Yes.
A little bit emotionally hijacked.
Yeah, I did.
And then
I
in that
did.
Moment, we talked about, you know, the challenge or the obstacle is not really your enemy. What was your enemy? What do we talk about?
Me.
Well, what about you?
Me, my ability to not focus on the issue and to just let it go because the person or the situation was hijacking me. It was making me do what the people involved wanted them. I was doing their bidding.
Yeah, so you're going to get people that are out there, and you can get an email, you can get a text, somebody can give you a phone call, you bump into someone on the street, whatever. We're bombarded by all kinds of things. And
even TV, ambient TV, wherever it is when you're in a waiting room.
Everywhere.
And it changes your focus.
Yes, but what we talked about on that call was basically that it wasn't this situation you were going through that was the actual enemy. Your reaction to it was the enemy. So we all have this reactive nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we become reactive, the emotions take over, we're not thinking rational, and we start to do things that the emotions can push us to do that can produce something negative. Instead of saying calm, instead of saying relax, instead of understanding that it's my reaction that's the enemy, I'm going to stay calm and I'm going to think about what my purpose is in this situation.
There's a dirty word in business. It's called impulsive.
Yeah, we definitely all like to make impulsive moves.
Okay, but it's a dirty word.
Yeah, well, the thing is, most of us are taking action without thinking first. So we take action and then we regret the consequences rather than thinking this through first. But see, cause and effect, right? Between that state, between that space between stimulus and response, so you got stimulated by something.
So I was on a freaking merry-go-round about the thing.
I know you were. So basically,
still fighting that.
We get stimulated
right
so
now.
Between that space between stimulus and response, we have an opportunity to either restrict the temptation of doing the dark thing and doing the negative thing, which everybody wants to just lash out and do.
And oh, by the way, it's just a beast heading downhill. It's consuming.
Oh, it's horrible. It's a wrecking ball.
It's horrible.
So we need to take a couple deep breaths, relax, and tell ourselves, you know, my reaction is the enemy. My reaction is the enemy. And I just need to focus on what's the right thing for me to do here. This situation, this person, what they said to me or what they're doing, they're not my enemy. My reaction to it is, and what's the proactive thing for me to do?
I found a solution.
Well, you did find a solution. How long did it take you when we were on that phone call?
Well, on the phone call, I came up with a bunch of ideas, and then I took one of the ideas, and on Monday, that was on Thursday, on Monday, I effectuated the solution, and I've been implementing the solution on that issue since that time, and what I decided I was going to do was to simplify the situation and release it and allow somebody else to handle it for me.
Yeah, but when I called you,
yeah,
you were emotionally hijacked.
Oh,
you were in a low state.
I wouldn't have wanted to have be on next to you on I-95 at that moment.
Well, I stayed patient and calm with you, which
is
what we have to do.
This
is what we have to do as leaders. We need to know how to lead others from the state of mind that they're in into a state of mind that's going to be positive, that's going to be prospering, that's going to be love, compassion. You know, where when I first called you, there was a negative energy, which I felt through the phone. I was able to pick this up.
Dude, the people, if we had a space station on Mars, they could feel it.
So I was able to stay calm and patient because you were ready to get off the phone.
Ready to get off the phone. I was ready to get out of my car.
Right. You're ready to,
to go kill some, well, not kill somebody, but do some damage.
Right. No, don't do that.
I would never do that. I'm not a really hurtful, damaging person. No matter what we did this afternoon.
Right. But within seconds, we were able to talk. Okay. And I showed the love, the compassion, and the pureness of heart that I have to transform people's lives by transforming their thinking. Right. And I was able to lead you from an emotionally hijacked state within a couple seconds into a peaceful state, and you had probably a more productive day leading up after that.
Beyond that, I've been able to use the behavior modification stuff that you helped me to learn there, and I've caught myself implementing it in other situations. And somebody earlier this week said, you know, wow, it seems like you're less impulsive. And I go, well, I had a friend that told me that the impulse was my enemy.
Well, the reaction is your enemy.
Well, okay, but the impulse to make the reaction.
It's good to act, you know, on impulse, but it's a matter of understanding what's my purpose in life. I have all these different areas of my life, professionally, relationships, health, you know, all these different areas that we have spiritually that we're not 100% connected to. But once I am very clear on who I be as a person and how I want to do it, then I'm gonna produce a specific result. But there's a lot of drifters out there in the world because they're not purposeful in the things that they do. They're not thinking about it first and making meaningful action, so then things like what you went through happen all the time.
Yeah, well, what I try to do is I try to now in the last, I'll just have to say it, the last week I've been working hard to stay focused. We've had the guys on talking about mindfulness and staying present in the certain circumstance.
Yeah, yeah.
And the things that were getting me angry were things that were going to potentially transpire in the future. And it was based on my experiences in the past, but there was nothing current that was happening until somebody activated the whole thing. And when they tied the whole bow together, it was very difficult for me to fight against all of that momentum.
Yeah.
But what you did was you helped me to switch the momentum. You switched the momentum into a different direction. And in fact, instead of going in the wrong direction, you started to use the same energy. What am I doing here? You used the same energy to take me into the appropriate direction. So what we did was we rechanneled. You see, I always have this thing that the reaction's a chemical response in my brain that once it gets going, I can't stop it. But if I can take that chemical reaction and redirect it and have the same energy, but make it instead of a negative energy, a positive energy, then that's how I can break through my personal performance ceiling. Is that correct?
That's correct. So that's the thing.
Oh, well, we got to do a fist bump there. There we go. People need to be watching this.
They are. They're listening.
I know. They're having a great time. I've got a shirt for TV today.
Everything you're talking about is 100% correct. So all of us have automatic suggestion, right? We go through different situations. We've been learning things. We've been having all kinds of thoughts, ideas, images that have been impressed on us through our whole lives.
Oh, a great example. You drive on the highway. You think you know what the person's going to do. Then they confound you.
That's kind of what we experienced today driving together.
Well, we're in Miami, bro. You experience that every 15 seconds in Miami. But instead of getting aggravated because you're projecting what the person does and they don't do it, just let them go. And this is what we usually say after traffic. So we'll hold that till after traffic. Just let the guy go. It's his problem, not yours, is what I usually say.
Yeah, well, it's like when we start to think about the thinking process that we go through. Now, we all have habitual thinking. We all have thoughts that we just go to. It's automatic.
Well, it's the way that the brain works.
Well, it's how you trained yourself
to work.
Well,
the stuff connects.
Well, of course.
When you watch the stuff about Alzheimer's, it's you're learning things. It puts it together. And if your brain builds these connections, it also has to build different connections or the thoughts will travel along the electron. Sorry, I'm not a neurosurgeon. I just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express.
We are creating this life that we're experiencing 100% based on what we're thinking about. So in the first 10 years of our lives, we have our parents, coaches, teachers, you know, all kinds of things that are impressing on us. And we don't know what to accept or reject or neglect. We're like sponges.
Well, that's why we do the whole thing about Lauren's kids. Oh, we've got to do a break. We got to do a break. Wanda's giving. This is going by too fast, Michael. I'm going to need another session. So stick with us. Michael's going to talk to me more about the things that are going on in my head. Probably a lot of the things that go on in your head. It's how he teaches and trains the leaders of our society, places from athletic teams to corporate leaders across the country in Fortune 50 companies. We got Michael Cooper, Human Performance Mentors. Mentoring me. He's going to mentor you. We'll be back with more information you can use today to make your life better. Now, Wanda, it's yours.